We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
John, we understand there was a sealed indictment that was unsealed today in Erie County Court. What can you tell us?
As you know, a few months ago, Charles Jones was indicted on the murder of his ex-girlfriend, 25-year-old Jaquita Lee. At the time of his arrest on that indictment, Mr. Jones's mother, her body was found in her apartment, in the mother's apartment where Mr. Jones had been when he was apprehended on the death of his ex-girlfriend. We have now completed our investigation on the death of Mr. Jones' mother, and he has now been arraigned on the murder of his own mother as well. So what we did was we superseded the indictment on the girlfriend to now include the death of his mother as well. So that case will all be going together as one case, both homicides in one trial and in one case. The reason why we did that is because there is evidence that overlaps both cases. And so for logistical reasons, we decided to supersede the indictment on the ex-girlfriend and combine that now with the death of his mother.
It seems like you have a lot of evidence already in this situation. Of course, there was that standoff that happened not too long ago as well. You know, is this your classic, quote unquote, slam dunk case?
No, I mean, no case is ever really a slam dunk. I mean, some are obviously better than others. This is a case where obviously we believe that we have enough evidence to charge him not only with the death of his ex-girlfriend, but with the death of his mother. We believe just to kind of go back and give you some dates here for clarification. We have alleged that he murdered his ex-girlfriend on July 15th between 2:30 and 5 p.m. Her body was discovered on July 18th, 3 days later, in her own apartment there on Main Street. After the body was found and the investigation occurred on that, we developed Mr. Jones as a suspect. Mr. Jones was then identified that we believe as a perpetrator of that homicide. We went out to arrest him. We ended up arresting him some 3 weeks later in mid-August, and that when we made that arrest, that's when we discovered the body of his mother. We believe that his mother was murdered somewhere in or around July 25th of 2019. So his mother was basically in the home there decomposing for 3 weeks before she was uncovered. We have two homicides here. We have a lot of evidence on each homicide. We have evidence, like I said, that overlaps on both. That is why we have chose to do it all under one case. But obviously, as I say all the time, Mr. Jones is innocent until proven guilty. These are just allegations. And while I do believe we have a good case, we'll go forward and see what happens in the future, obviously.
Are you able to tell us the specific evidence that you have that you believe ties Mr. Jones to the two murders?
No, not this time. I can't talk about the evidence at this time. Before I go to trial. But I can tell you though that there is evidence that we have that, like I said, overlaps on both cases. But I specifically though can't tell you what that is at this time.
And then finally, can you respond, I guess, to his interview that he did with I believe it was Channel 2, where he said he denied having involvement. He said they just want to find the person that did this and make them pay for what they did to her. He denied it publicly.
Yeah. Well, again, obviously, I don't believe that because I only indict individuals where I have an ethical belief that they did it. I would never indict anyone if I didn't believe that they were guilty. So I believe that Mr. Jones is guilty of two murders here, the murder of his ex-girlfriend and the murder of his mother. I believe that Mr. Jones is responsible for both of these deaths, and that's why I'm proceeding accordingly by indicting him and going forward. Now, as you also are aware, Mr. Jones and his ex-girlfriend, who he allegedly murdered back in July, they had a child together, and that child died from complications due to a brain injury back in February of 2018, some 6 months prior to all this happening with his ex-mother, with his ex-girlfriend and mother. Mr. Jones, just so we're clear here, because there's a lot of reporting out there on this, Mr. Jones has not been charged with the death of his baby. But I can tell you that that investigation is proceeding, and that case is being looked at. That case is being looked at very hard by my office, we will proceed with that investigation either until one or two things happen. Either an arrest is made or the case goes cold. So I want to assure the public that obviously Mr. Jones, I believe, is a individual who committed two murders here. He is being looked at now for a third murder here. Putting aside the death of his child, he's looking at 50 years of life in prison on the death of his ex-girlfriend and mother. So I can assure the public that I'm going to do whatever I can to make sure that Mr. Jones never breathes any air outside of a jail cell for the rest of his life.
One last thing. What were the specific charges that were levied against him?
Second-degree murder. Two counts of murder in the second degree, both Class A1 felonies. And again, he's facing 25 years of life on each one of those charges. They were two separate acts, allegedly, so they would not run concurrent. They could be consecutive, 25 on 25. So like I said, he's facing right now a maximum of 50 years of life in prison.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.